All right, guys.
Yeah, and that is the payoff pitch.
That's right.
You nailed it. You nailed it.
Good work, guys. Good work. Let's go home.
And that's the show.
And that's the podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
You're the dummy that don't believe in science. All your projects always be denying. You're the dummy that don't believe in science. All your projects always be denying. And I got thrown on half my words. I've got thrown on half my words.
All right, guys. Welcome to the inaugural payoff pitch. I am your host, Nick, with me, as always, going forward until they quit on me, because that's just what's going to happen.
We can do that?
No, you actually can't. You're legally bonded to do this. You did not sign a contract, but you're still somehow legally bound to this podcast. As always, anyway, will be Matt and Jonathan, my brothers. We are a three-headed dragon of knowledge for this game.
It's a Hydra.
Is it a Hydra?
That's a Hydra, yeah.
Oh, okay. Whatever, man.
That's a Marvel thing. That's a comic book thing, man.
No, that's Marvel's Hydra.
No, you're a nerd. Get out of here, nerd.
That's just a Marvel's Hydra.
The Hydra, Hell Hydra, at all.
Anyway, the reason that we are here today in your ears, on your phone, and in your heart is because we are trying to construct the ultimate Diamond Dynasty team for myself. So I have entrusted these two and their incredible knowledge base, not knowing anything about anything, and that is coming right through.
Is it? I can't hear it.
Oh, no, it's coming through.
I'm hitting buttons on a PlayStation 4 controller, folks.
Anyway, so I've entrusted my two brothers to help me construct the ultimate Diamond Dynasty team, at least for me. There's going to be better squads out there for sure, but we'll never have them. We're not that good.
Nope.
Speak for yourself, buddy. Because I am the only one who actually plays Diamond Dynasty. Mm-hmm. Jonathan is just...
I played Diamond Dynasty last night.
Well, you had to.
I still played it.
Okay.
Me and Kurt Suzuki walked off on a grand slam.
Oh, really? I had a sack fly.
I had a grand slam off.
I had a sack
fly. Roldis Chapman.
Wow.
Kurt Suzuki.
Don't expect it. I don't know who that is, but congratulations.
I was real mad when he popped up on my screen because he's not very good.
I can't believe he's a gold. That is mind-blowing. So Jonathan is just typically a casual Road to the Show player. Matthew is literally... clueless to the game.
Yep. I play Super Mario games.
He knows a little bit about baseball. Yep. And that's pretty much the extent of his knowledge. So I figured that there was literally no one better on this planet to help me with this than those two. So yep. Here we are. And we are going to document the entire process from start to finish. We're going to go ahead and jump right into the action. We got some, I guess, I don't know if they're big topics. I don't think they're really big topics.
No, honestly. They're not big topics, but we'll still talk about them.
It's episode one. There's a structure.
This is literally day one.
There was nothing going on. There's no excitement in the game right now. It's all, here we go again.
Well, that intro was pretty sweet.
Intro actually was really sweet. SDS killed it with that one. Plus, I really think it was because they had Onyx was the song.
Oh, the Pokemon?
Yeah.
The rap group?
No, yeah. the Rock Snake.
Oh, the Rock Snake, right. Yeah.
Yeah, the Rock type Pokemon.
Stupid.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's actually really great. I can't get over those menus, though. Well, that's not for this podcast. That's not why we're here.
That's for the Patreon podcast.
That's for someone else's podcast. They want to talk about the on-ups. They're more than welcome to. Or the menus, I should say. We're here to talk about one team and one team only. Mine.
What's your team's name?
Mountaineers. West Virginia Mountaineers. Man. So, please don't sue me, WV. Please.
He's given you a lot of money over the years through tuition.
He's going to give you more.
Yeah.
He's sending you interest.
Yeah. Actually, no, they don't get any of that.
That's right. They don't.
The government gets that. It's all government. They got their money. They're done with it.
Salamander May.
All right, so I'm going to give these two quick insight onto the game. And if for anyone else out there that's listening, it's not really familiar with how the game works. So,
why are you listening? What are you doing? I'm here because I have to be here. Yeah. Like, why would you listen if you don't know the game? I don't understand.
Actually, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
Maybe they're just
Let's
like
skip this part.
They're mowing the lawn, And they just they need something to fill their ears.
So they looked up MLB the Show. Yeah. They probably don't own. They're like, oh, whatever. These guys probably know what they're talking about.
I listen to a lot of podcasts about stuff I don't know anything about. I listen to a podcast about Alfred Hitchcock Presents. I don't know anything about that. I listen to like 35 hours of that. I don't know anything about that show. People just want to hear stuff. Anyway, commons, bronze, gold. No, silver, gold, diamond. Diamond is up to 99.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah.
Actually, there's breaking news. There's one 100 in the game.
What? This is actually okay. I got to know. Who is it?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh. Oh. Man. Could you imagine if they somehow put that card in there for no reason? Literally no reason.
Instead of a baseball bat, he's just a baseball diamond cutter.
He diamond cuts that dove.
He does some, diamond cuts he does the, some yoga and then
actually, cuts it. That would be his pitch. He's a pitcher and he only throws the cutter. That's it.
Diamond
Dallas Page only. He literally has one pitch. He's Mariano Rivera. He just throws the cutter.
But it goes 115 miles an hour.
And it breaks like a slider, but it's a cutter.
It has a 16-inch drop, and it goes 115 miles an hour.
For anyone out there who's listening, maybe isn't familiar with the breakdown, since Matt just laid it on us with his skill set after hearing it for the fourth time.
Fourth time today.
Yeah, fourth time today. This is how many takes we've done on this podcast. We're not doing it live. So we have the common players. They're 0 to 64. Bronze players are 65 to 74. Silvers are 75 to 79. Golds are 80 to 84. And the diamonds are 85 to 99. Ideally for us, we're going to want to stick to the golds or the diamonds for the team.
You got diamond money?
No. But I mean, I get two diamonds right out the gate because of buying the premium edition of the game. So that's actually what we're going to decide at the end of this show is which two I take.
You get to pick two of them?
I get to pick two of them. So. Okay. We're going to have a little debate, and then we're going to pick two. So it's going to be fun. Do we need to cover? I don't think we need to cover the card series. Do you? I mean, that's just
no. We don't have enough time.
Yeah, I don't think we have.
We've only got 40 minutes.
Yeah. So, I mean, everyone should know. I mean, if you don't know the card series, they're all there. Actually, there is a new one from the last time that we spoke.
Yeah.
They have the second half heroes, which is literally the second half of a season. If you play it out of your mind in the second half, get a card for it.
So like CC in what, 06? No, 08, when he was in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think it was 08.
Yeah, because he was in New York in 09.
Yeah, and he won the World Series. Yeah, yeah.
Look at me, Mr. Baseball.
Ooh.
Like Jake Arrieta would probably get one. Even though he won the Cy Young that year, his second half was just insane. Jack Flaherty had an insane second half a couple years ago.
Michael Jack Schmidt always had an insane every half. Probably the greatest third baseman that's ever lived. Much better than anyone the Cubs have ever had. Who was their third baseman? Oh,
Don Santo? Is that his name?
I hate you guys.
Ron Don Santos?
No, let's not. Let's not go there, okay? There are probably 5 Cubs fans that are going to listen to this podcast, and we're all going to be mad. Yeah. We're all going
to
be mad.
For those listening, Nick's favorite player is Ron Santo.
Ron DeSantis, and governor of Florida.
He gets very upset when you speak ill of him.
I don't appreciate it. We do not speak ill of Ron Santo in this house. In this house, we love and respect Ron Santo. That's the meme. So, yeah, that's the new card. That's one of the new cards, is the second half heroes. And then they also introduced the milestone card, which is this insane, like, it's basically like just different club types. So
500 home run card or something.
Yeah, okay. That's actually, 500 home run club is one of them. The Soriano, the 99 Soriano is
so weird.
It's his 40-40 season.
Okay.
So he's one of 4 people in MLB history that has hit 40 home runs, stolen 40 bases in a season.
Did Jose Canseco do that too?
Jose Canseco is one. Barry Bonds is another.
And Jose Canseco.
They introduced the Milestone Series, which is their new, I guess, like the club series, like the whatever, a bunch of different clubs in baseball. So Soriano's 99 is the 40-40 club. Steve Finley is the 300 home runs, 300 stolen bases club.
The fuck is Steve Finley?
Arizona Diamondbacks, California Angels, way back when, before you cared about baseball. Tom Glavine, 300 wins club. Kenny Lofton, 500 stolen bases club. John Franco, 300 saves club. And Jerry's Familia with the 50 saves club. So like 50 saves.
50 saves? Oh, in a season.
In a season.
Say, yeah. Wow, 300 saves and then also 50 saves. Wow,
is
what a
Don
cool
West
club
in there?
Yeah.
Don West.
No.
Yet. Who's the
sword guy?
The umpire.
Joe West.
Thank
Cowboy
you.
Cowboy Joe West.
Yeah, is he in the game too for blowing on them calls?
No, he's in the game for 40 years as an umpire.
Ugh, no, we don't want him in the game. We don't need him in. That's absolutely unnecessary to have Joe West. That's the Milestone series.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, they're going to add more cards later, but that's just the guys that exist right now. So we won't know.
A super weird group of guys. Yeah. It's not who you would think of.
Yeah, that's not who you'd be like, oh, that's who I actually would I would pick for, you know, okay, cool.
Real important milestones too. 50 saves in a season. Like the one you really think about a lot, I feel like.
That's actually a lot of saves for a season.
It's a lot of saves for a season. It's not the first milestone to think of.
Yeah, well, I think they just want to figure out ways to give certain players like juiced cards. Like so Soriano. People are like, yeah.
So people use an Alfonso Soriano card.
Yeah, I mean, that was literally his best season. So it makes sense that that's his card.
Oh, God, that $100 million contract.
Oh yeah, that worked out really well.
There's another series of milestones. Is biggest contract in baseball. You get like a Mike Trout card, a $400 million contract. It doesn't. It's not any better.
It replaces a World Series card from last year. His MVP.
Yeah. Contract MVP. He has Scott Boris MVP card. Yeah. I don't even know if Scott Boris is his guy. He might not be his guy.
I don't think he is.
That might be slander. I apologize to Scott Boris. I apologize to Mike Trout's agent. Whoever you are. Jay-Z's just Jay-Z.
It's not Jay-Z, actually. I think he just has like some casuals, like chill.
I feel like Mike Trout's agent is probably like his dentist or something. Like a prosecuting attorney in New Jersey. And he's like, oh, you want to do this for me? The guy's like, yeah, sure. Okay.
He literally just
Craig Landis.
So it is just some guy he knows from New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
It's his best friend from New Jersey. It's like his childhood best friend. So on top of the Milestone series, SDS also introduced the 42 series, which is a tribute to Jackie Robinson, who is the cover of the MVP and the digital or the deluxe version of the game, I should say. So this is the 74th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. And so in honor of that, SDS made an entire series dedicated to him. And the first round of Team Affinity, which is the basically you play with players on the team, you earn points, you get special rewards. In this case, the Team Affinity rewards are just have versions of certain players on the team.
Okay.
So you would get like, I'll just read through the list real quick. I say real quick, it's going to take like 5 minutes. For the Braves, it's Dansby Swanson. Marlins is Sixto Sanchez. Mets, Dominic Smith. Phillies is Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah!
Nats, Patrick Corbin. For the Cubs, it's Jason Hayward. The Reds is Luis Castillo. Brewers, Keston Hira. Pirates, Ke'Bryan Hayes.
Of course.
Of course. I mean, he's going to be a stud.
He's the guy.
That's the rookie of the year right there.
If he gets to play any.
Yeah, if he can get his. He's taking swings, so he's okay.
Okay.
The Cardinals is Jack Flaherty. The Diamondbacks, Ketel Marte. Rockies, Herman Marquez. The Dodgers, Max Muncy. Go get it out of the ocean. Padres, Trent Grisham. He's going to be a stud too, actually. I think he's going to be a big time.
No, he's nothing. He ain't nothing.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
I don't know anything about him. I don't know who the guy is. I have no idea. I literally don't even know the team he played for. I just like zoned out the entire thing you just did. I don't know who that guy was. Or
Trent Grisham?
Please don't beat him.
Okay.
Up.
I don't know who he is.
We're fine. And then for the Giants,
that man.
Mike Yastrzemski. All right, moving over to the American League. For the Orioles, it's Anthony Santander. The Red Sox is Xander Bogaerts. The Yankees, Giancarlo Stanton. The Rays is Willy Adames. Blue Jays, Bo Bichette. White Sox, Tim Anderson.
Boba Fett?
Boba Shett.
What a name. What a name.
He's got the flow, too. Boy got the flow. He's actually killing it right now.
Does people call him Boba Fett?
They will now.
They should. Like, yeah. That would be...
Fans of the podcast. All four of you.
Why would there not be, like, a Boba Fett, like a Mandalorian logo with, like, his team's colors on it? Like, why would they not? Like, that immediately, Boba Fett is the name that pops into my head.
Matt, marketing genius. Just get a partnership with Disney real quick, and then license.
Just do it. Just do it. Thing. It's fine.
Hey, you know, all right. Balls in your court, Bo. Balls in your court. For the White Sox, it's Tim Anderson. For the Cleveland baseball team, Framil Reyes. Tigers is Nico Goodrum. Royals, Salvador Perez. Twins, Jose Barrios. Astros, Yordan Alvarez. Angels, David Fletcher. The Athletics is Jesus Luzardo.
Jesus
Lizard, absolutely. For the Mariners, it's the reigning and defending AL Rookie of the Year, Kyle Lewis. And for the Rangers, it is our Lord and Savior, Joseph Nicholas Gallo. Big time. He's on the team, okay? Just so we were aware, Joey Gallo is going on the team.
Okay.
So that's one choice out of the way immediately. Joey Gallo.
Well, we have three out of the way because you have Rizzo and Bryant on the team. So.
Yeah, that's. I probably should have mentioned that at the beginning. It's a given.
After your entire team, you've already got like half the slots taken up with players that aren't any good.
I have one third of the team already locked in. It's we'll take out Gallo at some point. He'll be replaced. But for right now, for the beginning of the game, Joey Gallo will make the squad because it's Joey Gallo. All he does is hit tanks.
Why would he hit a tank? Not very polite.
Joey Gallo's not a polite man. He's out there hitting dingers and he's out there to crush baseballs and chew bubblegum. And he's all out of baseballs.
He's out of bubblegum.
Yeah. Oh, we're finally to the bread and butter. This is what the first episode is all about. The choice pack.
Okay.
This is where I need you two to decide for me. I will give you stipulations on what I'm looking for.
I already know who I'm going to pick. Based on this image you have up here.
Mariano Rivera. All right.
I got it.
I got to read off the choice pack.
Okay. But I know who I'm picking.
Okay. Yeah. You hold on. Hold on. Yeah. When I come to you.
Off. I'm holding off.
Okay.
Holding
okay. Off. Okay. Okay. No rush. No need to rush this. I know that we're in a hurry, but we're okay. We're okay. We got.
I had you guys the moment I walked in here, but.
All right. So the choice pack. This is the prize you get. I guess it's the prize. Is it a prize? This is the perk.
It's a perk. Yeah.
The perk. This is the perk. One of the perks you get for purchasing the game in advance is you get these choice packs. And in these choice packs, obviously, as we all know, Jackie Robinson, of course, it's his series, so why wouldn't he be in there? Ken Griffey Jr., Mariano Rivera, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Frank Thomas, George Herman, Babe Ruth, Bob Gibson, Pedro Martinez, and Cal Ripken Jr.
Who are you, Kareem Garcia?
What?
Remember when Pedro threw at Kareem Garcia?
No.
No? I actually, you know what? I don't remember that.
No, nobody does. Nobody does.
I think it was in like a Sports Center they did, I don't know. Like, who are you, Kareem Garcia, to question Pedro Martinez?
That makes me like Pedro just a little bit more.
Yeah.
For my team right now, based on what I have and what I need, I really need a middle infielder. So okay. A shortstop or a second baseman, preferably a second baseman. And then I need...
Well, there's a second baseman on the cover of the game, so...
I know.
You already got a second baseman, right? Like, he comes in the thing?
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, this is the need. We don't have to necessarily take Jackie Robinson, but he would be a viable option. These cards, by the way, these cards are all 88 overall.
88?
88. So every single card is...
Alfonso Soriano is 99. Jackie Robinson's 88.
Well, there's a... If you collect all the 42 cards, all the 42 series cards...
Disrespectful.
You get a 99 overall Jackie.
Sounds which, very expensive.
Do you have to buy four copies of the game to get it?
Technically, yeah. I take that back. That's not true at all. They will release these cards more as this season progresses. There'll be rewards in other programs. So. Okay. But we'll discuss the first inning later. That's a mess. I don't know what we're going to do there.
All right.
And I also need pitching of some sort. Starting, closing. Like, those are the two really big needs. But also at the same time, I really wouldn't mind having Ken Griffey with that.
That's what I picked.
That would be your choice?
No, that's the guy I took in my game.
Oh, in your game?
Yeah, King that's Griffey.
But the only problem is, like, as much as I would like to take Mariano Rivera, his card last year, the 88, super hittable. Like, when you got to the 99 version of Mariano, his signature series card, it was
Rivera where he was unhittable.
It was Mariano Rivera. Like, it was the card series Rivera. Yeah, it was postseason Mariano. But the 88 was like batting practice. Like, there was something about that card. It was so easy to hit. And it was just like, no. So, Mo's off the board.
No, don't take Mo. No.
Based on those stipulations and then literally your own personal biases, who are we taking?
Oh, Jackie Robinson. Can you second baseman? Probably Pedro. It's Pedro rules.
I mean, Pedro does rule, but don't take Pedro.
No, take Pedro. No,
Pedro rules. I mean, Bob Gibson is also an option.
Bob Gibson also rules.
Bob Gibson throws, like, I think 98, 97, maybe.
Didn't they, like, raise the mound because of Bob Gibson?
They lowered it.
They lowered it because of Bob Gibson, yeah. Game changer, brother. Well, do you want my pick now?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to tell me who your pick
Frank
was.
Thomas. You love Frank Thomas?
That frame is a child. I love that big square-headed dude.
I mean, he was your favorite player as a kid. You had a White Sox logo on your childhood window.
He's got a head like an office block.
Yep. Fellow large-headed human being, Frank Thomas. Frank Thomas is technically not a choice either because Anthony Rizzo lives at first base.
Yeah, slide Rizzo over to left field, put Frank at second, and then
Who's first?
Jackie Robinson.
No, leave first base open.
Don't even have first base.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
That is actually, that's a Joe Maddon strategy.
Make
right
the pitcher cover first base. That's smart. I like that.
Ooh, that is actually.
What you do is you put a shortstop at the as pitcher. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So they can, because they can field the ball the best.
And they have they have a strong arm.
And they're
too.
Pretty strong. Yeah. Then you don't have anybody on first base. So you have four people on the left side of the infield.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right? Yeah.
And then if they hit the ball to first base, the pitcher just runs over and gets it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What about?
That's why you have to have Ricky Henderson as your pitcher. Because he's very fast.
He's super fast.
He is actually, there's a 91 overall, I think, of Ricky Henderson.
Could you do that in the game? Make a team? That's bullshit.
Actually, no, you couldn't. You could do an extreme shift, but like you would still have a first baseman.
I won't play this game. I'll never play this game to let me not have a first baseman.
I want my money back, San Diego Studios.
I don't want anybody in the outfield. I don't trust any of you guys to hit it. You're going to hit it. You're going to hit it over the wall.
Sounds like me playing softball. Everyone just came in because I have zero power.
There's no power.
All right, so Jonathan's vote is for Frank. Who else? I get two.
Oh, I guess go Pedro.
So Pedro and Frank?
Pedro and Frank.
Okay.
Pedro and Jackie. No, Bob Gibson. I say Bob Gibson. Bob Gibson's better than Pedro.
Well, yeah, Pedro's a Cardinal.
Pedro's super cool.
Here's the thing, though.
Who are you, Cream Garcia?
I think Pedro has more control over his pitches than Bob Gibson. Jonathan's going with...
Big Hurt.
Pedro and Big Hurt. Matt's going with Jackie and Bob.
Yeah, I'm filling the brief. You need a pitcher, you need a second baseman.
You can put Frank at second, whatever. He's probably got enough speed to play football in college.
Wasn't he like a fullback though?
Tight end, I think.
A tight end? I don't know. He wasn't Bo Jackson. I think he was like either a linebacker or a fullback.
Well, he's just had four different positions. I don't know much about football. That sounds like different positions to me.
No, they're all the same.
Oh, they're all the same?
Yeah, they're all the same. You just like
running people. It's like pitcher, so you have like the starter and the closer and the setup guy. Like they're all the same position.
Yeah, you just do a little bit.
Yeah, different designation. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This is.
I mean, if you need a pitcher, I mean, I guess you can't really go wrong with Bob Gibson or pitcher.
I mean, I have watched your stream secretly in the middle of the night, and you have Bob Gibson already on your team, right? Like on your last team.
Yeah, I did actually. Bob Gibson was on my last.
How did
he
you
actually
because I watched it.
No, you're a liar.
I've watched.
You're
several,
a liar.
I watched several of them. I watched his YouTube channel. I'm a subscriber, big fan.
Thanks, man. Thanks for sneaking that in there. That I have a YouTube. By the way, guys, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel.
What's your Twitch too? Get that out there.
I was going to save that for the end, but
do it now.
Do it now.
It's Get Good Nick.
Yeah. Spell it out.
GitGudNick. Get Good Nick.
All one word.
All one word.
Well, yeah, you can't put spaces in it.
Well, no, you could do like underscores dashes or. Yeah. But
like,
yeah.
You, like Get Good Nick 2. Like that would be your name. Somebody else has taken it already.
Yeah, I think probably somebody did have Get Good 2.
You have the graphic. It says Get Good Nick and then like 2, like to the second power or something on it.
I was kind of actually leaning towards Jackie and Pedro because I need more control than I need.
Well, that would be both of our picks. That would be you splitting the difference then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was kind of just going with my. But man, I'm gonna miss not having Ken Griffey in my lineup.
I'll sell you my card.
Just get him later. I mean,
you can have my. I'll sell you my card.
That's like there's gonna be another Ken Griffey card, right? Like you don't have to have this.
Oh yeah, there will be an in-game Ken Griffey.
There's gonna be a better Ken Griffey. Like don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're fulfilling a need here. So.
You're talking about. I mean, this isn't even. I mean, 88 Ken Griffey. It's like what Cincinnati Reds Ken Griffey. Like whatever.
Probably White Sox Griffey.
Actually, I don't even know.
Like 45 game a year season, Ken Griffey.
No, that would be his. He actually has a silver like that.
Does he really?
Or no, I think it was a gold. It was a gold.
That would be an insult. Like Ken Griffey, you're one of the greatest players of all time. Here's a card for when you only played 45 games or whatever because you were hurt all the time. And it's a silver.
That's actually pretty. Honestly, for 45 games, you get a silver.
Great, yeah.
That shows you how good he is. He still gets a silver out of it. But yeah, all right, so. I guess we'll split the difference. We'll go Pedro and Jackie.
Gonna regret this.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would be awesome is when we meet, discuss the first inning, I'll have an update for how much I regret those decisions. I can't wait. I really can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. I guess that's going to cover it for the first episode. I also like the fact that I told Matt, just there's a mute button.
I don't have it.
Yeah, you have it.
You just had to give me a signal.
I'm sorry. I mean, like, wait. I did this. I don't know, like...
Open mouth real wide like he wanted to eat a hamburger.
I was calling for the ball, and I opened my mouth as wide as I possibly could without breaking my jaw.
I'll be honest, that's actually on me because I wasn't just holding it. I should just
get us all one of those things.
Oh, and by the way, they are going to put Clemente in the 42 series at some point.
Why didn't they start with Clemente?
I don't know, but he's in there.
Dumbasses.
Speaking of, you did get a free Clemente last night.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well, we did.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get one because
you get an 85. Bitch. You get an 85 overall veteran Clemente, who is currently in right field for me.
Is he any good?
I haven't played.
Oh, okay. We'll play it. Turn it. Just boot it up.
Yeah.
Play a game. Let's see it.
All right, guys. So that's going to do it. We made the choice. So it's going to be Pedro and Jackie.
Yep.
We did it.
We did it.
We powered through the first episode. Hopefully we can clean this up in the future. Probably not. I don't think we will, honestly.
Not a chance.
I think this is going to be a hot mess, and I love it. Except for the editing part, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. So, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this episode, and you're going to subscribe to us. Make sure that you do if you liked what you heard. Spotify, Apple, Google, Stitcher. Who else does a podcast?
Pocket Cast. I use Pocket Cast.
I use Pocket Cast.
Podcaster or something. I don't know what
that Podcaster?
Is. I don't know what it's called.
Well, if you like what you heard, guys, make sure to subscribe. Leave us ratings wherever you can so people and spread the word.
If you don't like it, just don't listen to it. Subscribe, just don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also leave us a 5-star review. Even if you hate us, just put 5 stars. Like
just the 5 stars. Nobody reads the review.
No one cares.
Nobody reads the review.
No one cares. Yeah. Good night. Yeah. Love you.
Thanks, guys.
I love you. Say it.
Tell your grandparents that you love them.
Call your mom. Call your mom.
Call your mom and your dad. Tell your parents to subscribe to the Payoff Pitch. Just give me your phone for a second.
Don't even tell your parents to subscribe. Just ask for their phone, subscribe them to the Payoff Pitch, and then hand the phone back.
There's an actor named Jason Isaacs that is friends with the movie critic Mark Kermode in England. And when he meets people, he asks for their phone, and he subscribes them to the BBC's movie review show because he's friends with the hosts. He just like takes it and subscribes into that. So be like Jason Isaacs. Be a handsome movie star who subscribes strangers to podcasts.
Please and thank you. So that's the Payoff Pitch.
Watch The Death of Stalin. It's pretty funny. If you haven't seen it yet, you should watch. It's pretty funny. Steve Buscemi's in it.
Is this the post-credit banter?
Is this not part of the show?
When I said that this is the Payoff Pitch, that was the end of the show.
No, you got to put that at the beginning. Watch The Death of Stalin. It's pretty funny. Every week we'll just talk about a movie. It's pretty funny. And then that'll be the beginning of the show.